Good morning, Dr. McGraw.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us here on VOCM. I'd like to first ask, what were the main recommendations to come out of this symposium?
The Future of Oceans Committee made 12 recommendations for stewarding the North Atlantic, and they get fairly detailed, you know, including things such as replacing gill nets with more sustainable fishing gear, dealing with ocean plastics, and so on. But I think the main point of the committee, well, we gathered the group together of marine scientists, academics, environmental activists, community leaders, and to some degree industrial leaders, in order to discuss how we could best steward the North Atlantic, the Western North Atlantic, the ocean which we look at, many of us, every day, and many of us have historically depended upon for our livelihood. And what became quite clear very early on in the meeting was that all of the problems that we face right now and all the challenges for the future converge on one central issue, which is climate change and how it's impacting the North Atlantic. We talked about dwindling and migrating fish stocks, but most of this is due to ocean warming and acidification, which is destroying the food chain that the fish stocks depend upon, namely plankton.
Right, they
and the
supply the
Capelin to the north.
Right, the oxygen that we need so much.
Exactly. So the recommendations really they go from the specific to the general, but I think the central recommendation is that Newfoundland and Labrador needs to recognize that climate change, mitigation of climate change, and adaptation to a change in climate needs to be the central prong for a proper stewarding of the North Atlantic so that the seas will remain fertile and healthy for years to come.
Nothing wrong with that. How concerned are you, though, about the future of the province and, I guess, more broadly, the planet?
I'm very concerned. That's why I started with several others for a New Earth. I was doing environmental philosophy in an academic register, and I realized that we could talk all we wanted to in the university, but we needed to speak to the public because there seems to be some kind of gap between, let's say, what we know and what we do. And this brings us into the political. And so I think with climate change generally and with stewarding the North Atlantic more specifically, which is our climate change challenge here in the province, we need to distinguish the science and the technology of climate change from the politics of climate change. I think we have the best science in the history of civilization behind climate change. Climatology is an unprecedented collaboration of international scientists. And we also have a bevy of technological solutions, which we can debate and discuss, from carbon tax to geoengineering. That's in place. But the challenge that we face right now is political. That is, everybody needs to be on board. All parties need to be on board. Every country needs to be on board. If we have one major defector from a global initiative, it's not going to work. So the politics of climate change denial or the politics of neglecting the issue is something that we need to address. And I think that touches Newfoundland and Labrador. So what we tried to do in this meeting is to show that, or what we did, in fact, we didn't set out to do this, but what we concluded was that the situation in the North Atlantic, which is in a very desperate situation right now.
Desperate.
It's our Newfoundland and Labrador Amazonian wildfire. That is, this is where climate change is impacting our province. And if we neglect it to our own peril.
And so how do you square our reliance on oil revenue, you know, with our need to halt climate change, really?
I think we need to be realistic. I'm not fond of apocalyptic scenarios, nor am I as enthusiastic about huge speculative agendas for transforming human civilization overnight. I think we need to be realistic that this is going to take some time, and we're going to need to see the population change its attitude towards the Earth and towards the others with whom it shares the Earth. That's the other humans and the non-human communities. So Newfoundland, to cut to the chase, Newfoundland and Labrador, I think, must produce oil in the near future. I don't think there's any reason to deny that. We will remain an oil producing province for the near future. But That doesn't mean we need to neglect our commitments, let's say, to Canada to meet the recommendations of the Paris Accord to keep global warming to 1.5 degrees above industrial averages. So in other words, we probably have a bigger responsibility in Newfoundland and Labrador because of our oil production to green the rest of the economy. And what I mean by that is deal with things like electrification. So we have a surplus of electricity because of Muskrat Falls. Whatever you think about it, whether it was good or bad, it's there now, and we have too much electricity. So why not lead the pack in transitioning from fossil fuel-driven transportation to electric cars, electric vehicles, electric transportation?
Dr. Sean McGraw, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and you've given us a lot to think about here on the VOCM Morning Show. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.